Relax, listeners, it's your magic time. Let's get ready for Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
Yo, 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 yo.
Some sunglasses, cousin one is wig and Orpheus false teeth.
Out of this world.
I told the witch doctor I was in love with you. I told the witch doctor I was in love with you.
Cliff and Kendall, Cliff and Kendall, Cliff and Kendall.
And now,
this is the show.
Don't got nothing for that one, Kendall.
Oh, sorry, Cliff. I've just been eating nonstop over here. I had a big bowl of food, and it's just stuff just piled on top of things.
Tell me something I don't.
No.
Oh, Kendall, I do have eyes, but I like how you paint a picture for the listeners.
You know,
I love it.
Like we're reading to the blind over here.
Halloween. It's Halloween. This
I'm clipping
is.
We're, in the yeah.
We're having a Halloween party. We've invited some of our pals from KBSH and whatnot.
Rocking good time. Oh, God. There's graves opening everywhere.
I have had some of the witch's brew punch out there that Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Churn made. I know Kendall's off the
None
sauce.
For me.
So that's why he's got a giant bowl of food that he's just piled on.
gotta fill that void with something else. I got a big bowl of Ruddin' Up by Krispies.
Oh my gosh.
Ooh.
And it's a Halloween party.
It is. Now, Cliff, unfortunately for everybody out there, there's just a huge cloud of smoke out there. I can't even see who's here.
Well, Charles the Contractor,
scariest thing I've heard all year.
I asked him this morning, I said, can you hook up a smoke machine? I think that would make it a spooky sort of atmosphere.
How many times have I asked you can ask me that kind of stuff? You don't have to ask Charles, he's an idiot.
Kendall, I text you, I don't hear back for hours, days at a time.
You gotta give me time.
I gotta give you a couple
give
weeks notice.
3 day return text time.
Kendall, no returns or exchanges. This is Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. It's an internet talk show / radio filler program on Rye 99 in Busheltown. And there's the smoke machine that he hooked up. It is, I don't know, he like wrenched the nut too hard or something.
Sounds right.
It just doesn't stop. And I can't make out anybody. It's like all of the fog in London is centralized in our lobby.
Yeah, you can't see anything. Every once in a while, I'll see a shadow of somebody go across the window.
I told you that's a witch flying across the moon!
No, it's Mr. Snodbottom with his irritable bowels going across the window.
So, well, speaking of us and people that we know, we are wearing our costumes in here.
Got them on.
And I love yours.
Thank you. I can't believe you even know what I am.
Well, I think might be a little bit bad taste to go as the Hindenburg.
The Hindenburg?
Since, as far as I know, a lot of people died in that horrible
accident. What about the Hindenburg?
But you're so shiny and metallic and round.
Oh, the humanity, Cliff. I am a butter knife.
You're a butter knife?
Yes.
Oh, that's why you're so dull.
Cue the comedy drum.
Oh, girl. My God. See, I couldn't have even been working on that one because I just found out he's a butter knife, everybody.
Well,
but anyway.
Let's just prove to everybody that was on the spot.
Everybody loves the roast atmosphere of the show.
Yes,
it's know that our friendship is such that it's underlying everything, and so that's why the listeners love the roast atmosphere on top.
Well, Cliff, speaking of roast, I feel like I'm roasting here sitting next to you in your costume. Big old sun.
The sun?
Shining bright, yep.
What?
Are you not the sun? Oh, sorry. What, are you an M&M?
No.
A tennis ball?
No, idiot. What? I am a number 2 pencil. That's why I'm so sharp.
I was going to say, that's why you're so dull.
Oh, my God. Well, these are certainly...
See, I'm right on there, right on the spot, too. Coming up with them.
Kendall on the spot.
Oh, that's a new segment.
Yeah, oh, that sounds good.
Here. Oh, did you have to...
Oh, God. Oh, you shut the door.
Oh,
Oh my god, that smoke out there.
Oh god, why did Charles do this? Why do you let Charles fix things?
Well, you know, Buzz.
Give him a chance, dear.
All we're saying is give Charles a chance, Buzz.
Oh dear. I love your costumes, dear, by the way.
Oh, yes.
Oh, well, thank you. I hope you both know what we both are.
And,
of course,
you're
dear.
Very obviously a ball of aluminum foil, boy.
I'm a butter knife.
Butter.
Oh, dear, I didn't see that one, dear. Oh, and dear, you're, of course, the number two pencil, right?
Yes.
Now, why did you... Okay.
See, look at my shoes are eraser pink. And my socks are silver of the metal. And then, see, it's all... And then I got my hair shaped into a pointy cone.
Speaking of number two.
Speaking of number two.
Dear, well, I just wanted to say I love your costumes. And it's a rocking good time out there, even though I have idea who I'm talking to, dear.
Oh, dear, you know, I've heard several of our party guests remark that all of the smokers are making it a quite spooky... Spooky place out there in the lobby, and so I think it's quite successful. I was talking to Terry the Chimp for quite a while, and it did turn out later that she was merely a fern. I thought it was Terry the Chimp. It smelled a lot like a...
Oh, dear, she does have a wonderful floral scent, dear.
She does. I've often remarked that she smells like a fern.
Well, and I love your costumes. Oh, dear.
They look great.
No one can see out there, dear, but of course, we're Frankie the Net from Beach Blanket Bingo, dear.
Hang ten, boys.
Hang ten. I love it.
Here, catch this beach ball.
Oh, dear. Oh, you almost cut me in the face, dear. Did you bring any snacks with you in here?
I thought I grabbed a tray full of Halloween hors d'oeuvres, but it seems I brought in a waste basket instead, Buzz. I couldn't quite see out there with all the smoke.
Dear. Well, I hope people are having fun.
I hope so.
Hopefully some of that smoke dissipates by the time we get out there.
I'm sure maybe. Has anybody thought of just unplugging the smoke machine?
No, dear, that is a wonderful idea. I'm going to see if I can find the plug, dear.
Oh, let's go search for it, girl.
Charles, are you in
there? Just
get
down on all fours,
girl.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man, that's fun. Well, the Halloween party, well...
I think to myself... of a Halloween party, you know, what I think that you really need to do is, if you're having a Halloween party of your own, especially maybe you have some children. I know a lot of parents, a lot of working parents listen to the show.
Uh-huh.
They download it every week, or they tune in at 4 a.m. on Ride 99. And they're thinking, what do I do if I have a Halloween party for the kids?
What do you do?
I think you just make a paper mache skeleton, roughly the size of your child. And it'd be a great party thing, decoration there.
It's a great party thing. Oh, great.
One of the greatest party things. And also a good lesson about the human body.
Create a spooky ambiance.
Uh-huh.
Ambiance. For the kids. You know, like a smoke machine. No,
yeah, use a smoke
machine.
But just
make sure you don't get Charles involved with it.
Don't over-wrench it. Kendall, I think that what you could do, because, you know, people like us, now you have a lot of empty pint glasses laying around because mm-hmm. you're off the booze.
Empty pints.
And you're like, what am I supposed to drink out of these?
Iced tea.
And so, Arnold Palmer style, uh-huh. What I like. I like half hot cider and half cold tea. But anyway, if you have empty jars of jelly jars or pint glasses, why don't you fill them with twigs and bugs and dead birds, and you can make a haunted terrarium.
Oh, just this. Look, if your kid comes and says, look, Mom, I got this dead bird in this mason jar. Put that outside.
You'd be like, ooh, spooky decoration, son.
Spooky, put it back outside.
Spooky, spooky. Very spooky.
Well, Clint, I think also you need to start those kids early.
Start them early.
Get them hooked.
Tell them
that.
About Satan when they're young.
Satan. No, get them started on that wonderful Halloween music and the Halloween movies when they're young. Like, make them watch Hocus Pocus right away.
Oh, yeah.
Let them listen to the Monster Mash.
I would, if I had a pregnant wife, I would get headphones
and
that's put
a good
them.
Idea.
So in utero.
If Susan's ever pregnant, I'm going to make her wear those headphones.
Dear God, if Susan's ever pregnant, help us all. Kendall, now this you're really going to love. I think you could coat the edge of drinking glasses using corn syrup dyed with red food coloring. And if you turn them upside down, you let the mixture just drip down the glass and you serve your drinks in a big bloody sticky cup.
I was about to say that sounds like a nightmare for cleanup, especially for kids.
And just sit it down anywhere on the furniture.
But, you know, we always talk about bobbin for rye.
Now, they're supposed to be rye bobbin tub out there.
Hopefully no one mistakes it for a toilet in all the fog.
Oh, God.
But you can bob for anything. It doesn't have to be rye. It doesn't have to be apples.
Oh.
I was going to say, if you're still drinking, you can bob for those little liquor bottles. But that's just what I did in the past.
Yeah.
You can also bob for, I don't know, candy apples?
Candy apples?
Candy?
Candy rye. Yeah, anything.
Really thing out of the box here.
Candied yams. Soup cans.
Pumpkin.
You could.
But Cliff, we have been talking for 40 minutes about paper.
About what? I just remembered I have 100 notes out there somewhere of just other things to talk about.
Oh, well, let's just keep going.
I've got to go search for them out in this month. I'll wait till the break. I don't know.
He'll be gone for 45 minutes.
I don't know if I can make it back to the door.
And I don't want to do this alone.
Yeah.
But we should jump right into a segment.
Let's do it. Would you rather?
But no time for that now, boys. Yes, we've got an emergency. It seems someone has mistaken the bobbin for rat tub for a toilet bowl.
I told you.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear. It's a terrible dear.
Oh.
We must get it out of here, dear, but I can't find it again.
Oh, Lenny the exterminator, he was bobbing for rat. Oh, we found a nasty surprise.
Oh, dear, it was terrible, dear.
Oh.
Or at least that's what I heard.
Oh, my God.
Lenny will never come back.
Now we're going to have possums and crickets and raccoons.
It's probably Charles.
Oh, my God. I'm sure it was a mistake. I'm sure it was an honest mistake.
Oh, dear, I'm quite right, dear. No one would have a breach of etiquette.
Of course not. I don't know. I don't know what to do. Maybe, dear, let's go make an announcement that there are no toilets in the open lobby.
That's a good idea, dear. May I have your attention, please, dear?
Oh, okay.
Well, remind me not to go bobbing for anything later.
Oh, my God. Would Boo rather?
Would Boo rather? Okay, Cliff, I got one for you.
Thank heaven.
Would Boo rather?
Whoa.
Would you rather die by being disemboweled by a serial killer in a corn maze and hung up on a scarecrow stand? Or be possessed by a demon-possessed pig farmer?
I'm going to choose option B because I've done it, been there, done that.
Yeah, and it wasn't so bad.
What doesn't kill you makes you stronger, makes you little. And I've had a terrible weight problem since then, but I didn't, you know.
Glandular problems from pigs.
Glandular. Would Boo rather buy a children's doll that turns out to be possessed by the spirit of a dead serial killer,
ooh,
or be terrorized by a man in a hockey mask at a summer camp?
I'll take the doll.
You'll take
I'll take the doll for 500.
All right, there you have it.
The doll. I could kick the doll.
Oh, I don't know, Kendall.
I'm no match for a man in a hockey mask.
No, you're not.
All right, Cliff. Would you rather have to wait to watch all the Halloween movies on the day of Halloween in a huge long marathon, but you can't watch any of the day before that, or only get to watch 5 Halloween movies, but whenever and as often as you like?
See, I feel like I could do either or because I feel like I could cheat the system.
There's no cheating involved.
I could cheat it.
Oh,
I could cheat that system.
Judges?
I could cheat it.
Once again, you foiled the segment.
I'd rather die, Kendall.
Okay.
Rather die.
Mm-hmm.
Kendall, would Boo rather? After you die, somebody puts your brain into a body made up from random parts of other dead bodies, and then you're reanimated.
I hope they're all skinny.
Or the luck of the draw there. Or a vampire turns you into a creature of the night. Oh, and you rise from a grave.
I think I'm already a creature of the night.
And you must drink human blood to live.
I think the answer is going to depend on how skinny those parts are. I'd rather die.
There's no telling.
I'd probably just go with the blood, because who knows? I might get one of your parts. I might get fatter.
You might get even fatter.
Zoink. Zoink. From hosting to roasting.
Listeners love the roast atmosphere.
Oh, they love it. All right, Cliff.
Finally, you're joining in the spirit.
Cliff, would you rather attend a Halloween party every single night of October, or not be able to dress at all for Halloween this year, or have sex with a scare. What was the thing we used to say?
I'd rather have hideous, awful sex with a witch. I'd rather have hideous, awful sex with a witch.
Got it.
Kendall, would you rather? Mm-hmm. Would Boo rather? Would you rather be a freak in the Freak Show from American Horror Story Freak Show, or one of the ghosts that live in the hotel forever from American Horror Story Hotel?
Ooh, good one. Well, I could always be one of the good ghosts, so I'll go with the ghost in the hotel.
Okay.
It's a lovely Art Deco style.
But you'd be fat forever.
Man, I'm already fat forever.
See, you could be a big fat freak in the Freak Show.
Well,
the fat man.
I guess I could.
But did you make your own choices?
I did. I made my choice.
Okay.
You trying to talk me out of it?
No, I'm trying to say.
I got
to
take a break.
Do you? All right.
All right, we got to take a break.
I'm going to go out there. I got to find my notes.
I got to find something to eat.
Don't be a quitter. Stick around for more Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
It's almost time, kids. The clock is ticking. Be in front of your TV sets for the horror-thon. And remember the big giveaway at 9. Don't miss it. And don't forget to wear your masks. The clock is ticking. It's almost time.
Happy Halloween, Halloween, Halloween. Happy Halloween, Super Shamrock. Happy Halloween, Halloween, Halloween. Happy Halloween, Super Shamrock.
We now return to your magic time. Cliff and Kendall are back.
Let's shut the door.
Oh, sorry. I found my notes. In the Halloween party. Now, I was out there, and I bumped into Crockpot, and she bumped into the new Sheriff Frogblast, mm-hmm. and his gun went off, and it shot a hole straight through Lenny the Exterminator's, the big hat that he was wearing.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, yeah.
Didn't he say the sign said no firearms?
You know, I think Charles put up too many, like, spider webs on top of it or something. Probably nobody.
Another Halloween ruined by Charles the Contractor.
Well, what are you going
to
do?
Well, Cliff, I meant to pick up a candy bar and I got this damn banana. What am I supposed to do with that?
Just take what the Lord has given you, Kendall. He's trying to help you. Kendall, I found my notes, and so let's see what I meant to be talking about all the time.
Hold on, listeners. We got 40 minutes coming up.
Let's see. One of them says I'm addicted to nose spray. And so I just want to tell the kids, don't ever start.
Our addictions as we get older are changing.
Because I'm addicted to nose spray, and I can't. I'm addicted to nose spray, and I need it bad, y'all. But I have this fear now, because I've been watching all these horror stories and X-Files and stuff. And so now I'm like, what if I'm abducted, and they put duct tape over my mouth, and I can't breathe through my nose, and I die like that? Wouldn't that be awful? Anyway, then it says, lube job mix-up. Well,
say no more.
Really, it's a say no more, because I went into the mechanic. I said, you got this Halloween lube job special going on, and he's like, but where's your car? And so he had to explain to me what they meant, and I thought it was something different.
I got a funny story about that.
Oh, okay.
I went to get my car fixed.
Yeah.
Did I tell you the story? And the guy was like, I had those plastic panels on my toaster element box car, mm-hmm. and they're like, you need this stuff, it's called Pearl something. And I was like, let me look it up. And I clicked on Amazon. I was like, this must be it. And I clicked it. It was a big dildo. And the guy was like, nope, that's not it. So now that's in my history
now
on Amazon.
In your
pops
history.
Up every time I'm on Facebook.
Well, don't worry, it's just in the cloud forever.
Mm-hmm.
But now Crockpot is out there.
Yes.
And is it I don't know, because, okay, she's dressed as Ruth Bader Ginsburg, the yes, one of the Supreme Court. And I don't know if it's just the robe that's making her look a little chunky or what, because it's, do you think we need to have an intervention for her?
I don't think we're the people to
you
do
don't
it.
Think so?
That's the pot calling the kettle black.
That's the pig calling the pig fat. Uh-huh. But anyway, I would never fat shame.
Good. Sorry, I've eaten too much now. I'm in pain.
Oh, now, okay. Tell me really quick. Mm-hmm. Let me just ask you right off the bat.
Yeah.
No preparation at all.
Uh-oh. You know, I don't work well under pressure.
Tell me briefly, because we're running long here.
Uh-huh.
Briefly, tell me a trick-or-treating story from your youth.
Trick-or-treat story. You know, I got to be prepared for this stuff, Cliff.
All right, let me tell you some of mine.
Okay.
Well, and you can say,
oh, this was just a setup.
No, I really do want to hear yours, too, but I thought I could fill 10 or 20 minutes talking.
Okay.
But anyway, if I think of my most memorable trick-or-treating, mm-hmm. right, I think of so many that tie. Uh-huh. And let me tell you about them all right now.
Uh-huh.
I remember being really young, I guess the year after Beetlejuice came out, I was Beetlejuice. Uh-huh. And I remember it being really cold and having to like wear a coat over my costume.
Yeah.
Which was a good costume. I had great costumes. But anyway, I remember that being Beetlejuice. I remember being really proud of when I was dressed as the Penguin from Batman Returns, because mm-hmm. we really worked hard and it really looked like him.
Yeah.
We dyed an old bath mat from the floor of the bathroom to be part of the coat. When I was Elvis one year, my dad drove me around, and when, he would drive up in the driveway and I would get out and he would turn up real loud like this Elvis music tape when I got out of the car and went to knock on the door.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember the last time I went trick-or-treating.
Last year.
No, I was a teenager. And I would say probably like, I want to say 13. I might have been older.
Uh-huh.
But, and I just threw on just junk from the closet. Because I thought I could
the
be getting.
The little leaguer.
Yeah, I thought I could be getting candy here.
Uh-huh.
And so I just threw on some like robe and like a skeleton mask and walked uh-huh. around. And I remember one person was like, oh, we got a big one here.
And they weren't talking about your age.
And they weren't. So I had a mask on. They couldn't have been. So, but I was tall and wide and all of this. But anyway, so that's 40 minutes of me. So all tell right. me one.
You got 10 seconds left.
You got 10 seconds to tell me about your trick-or-treating life.
Well, I'll just say this. I don't oddly remember like individual stories of each Halloween. I just remember always loving trick-or-treating. I was trying to think of a story, but I'll tell you a story about my mom, because you know I love her and we recently lost her, so it's a great story. Every year I would come home and she would like say, give me the bag, and she'd like go through it and break the candy and have to make sure there weren't any razors in there.
Yay.
Or needles, because every, you know, paranoid news from Kendall's mother, she's like, now Kendall, there are needles in that candy. And we, like the people in our neighborhood had tried to sabotage all the kids, but she would just check them all, and I'm sure she probably ate half of them. But she would do a taste test to make sure I would be fine.
I love that.
Isn't that sweet?
I love it so much. Yeah. And it does remind me of another one. When I was really young, mm-hmm. I went out, and I remember my cousins, we were at my great-grandmother's house, and they, I remember them saying, in all earnestness, or earnesty,
uh-huh.
and this is not about Ernest Scared Stupid.
I was about to say Ernest.
Which I remember seeing in the theater twice. I saw it twice in the same day.
Uh-huh.
I saw it in the afternoon, and I went again to the 9 o'clock show.
All right, booger lips.
Anyway. But they kept talking about, well, everybody says that the witches are out tonight, and they're looking to abduct a child.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, it was the 80s when everybody uh-huh. was like, oh, satanic cults are going to be getting yep. some kids.
I'm sure, I don't remember, but I'm sure I probably heard about satanic cults. Like, you better not go outside. You're going to be killed by those satanic
I'm
cults.
I'm sure.
Little did we know we'd encounter so many cults later.
Little did we know.
But Cliff.
Memories.
I think we should call Mr. Snubbottom and Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Turn here and have some hot
right.
subjects.
Right,
Halloween okay. style.
Let me open the door. I'll call him. Hey, guys.
Dear, where are you, dear? Keep talking, dear. Can you hear your voice? Over here.
No, not you, Charles. No, not you.
Charles, stay out. stay out.
I'm not saying, please, I've asked you not to ever.
Out of the way, Charles. Out of the way. Charles, I'm trying to get in here. Here we are, dear. Oh, sorry, it took me forever to get over across the room, dear. It's all right.
Oh, are we in the right place, dear?
Yes, you're in the right place.
All right. So we're here, you know, we're here to talk about hot subjects. This is when the
show, I'm so excited.
It gets so controversial, we just can't even believe it.
Yeah, we're going to try to keep it civil this time, all right?
Let's keep it civil.
I'm looking at you, Mr. Snapbox.
Let's keep a civil tongue. You know, I was thinking the other day, and I will not go into it. I was thinking the other day, I thought, you know what? You know who I bet cannot stand this election season? Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Churn, because the etiquette has flown out the window.
Dear, I have not been able to watch television, dear. I haven't been able to speak with any of my friends, dear. It's just too much of a hot subject, dear. I'm already getting angry, dear.
Your blood pressure, dear, have warned you against even hearing the word politics.
I don't think I've ever seen you get that red, Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Churn.
All right, well, see, I just knew, and I don't want to dwell on it at all.
Yes, dear, let's not talk about that
off,
one
it's
bit.
It's off,
thank
it's
you.
Off, but
thank
I was just, the other day, I thought, you know who is just shitting a brick?
And oh, dear, I'm...
Right?
Rocks, right? Dear, just rock.
So, hot subjects. Kendall, what is a subject that you just think is so hot we have to talk about it on the show?
Well,
put it up for debate.
I don't know if you've seen this, but on Facebook and other places, there's a new trend that these stupid kids are doing where they like try to take a selfie without holding the phone, like hands-free selfie, they're calling it. And they like give themselves a high five and drop the phone while it's taking a photo.
I saw it today.
Like,
for the first time.
Idiots. Why are they doing it? Why are kids so stupid? It's a hot subject. I'm angry.
I don't know, but I thought, well, if you did do that, I thought if you like really padded the area where the phone might fall if you didn't catch it.
No, there's no excuse for this.
Because the one I saw...
How do you take a photo without touching the phone, dear? I'm confused.
I don't know. It looked pretty cool, the one that I saw.
Oh, it's stupid. It's so stupid.
I'm not sure what you're talking about, boy. Last time I took a photo of myself, the flash went off and blinded me in the mirror bars.
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't see for moments.
I guess I should know my audience when I'm bringing that one up.
Kendall, you know we don't have an audience. From ABC News.
Now, coming to live right now, dear.
Now, a woman whose father's ashes were stolen from her car, she just fears an addict stole and ingested them, thinking
they
were drugs.
Oh, dear, that's horrible, dear. The etiquette breaches in a herd of, dear.
It's making me nauseous, man.
I hear it.
Carolyn Parker, she says the ashes were in a plastic bag inside a box in her glove compartment, and she said whoever took it took only the ashes, leaving behind expensive sunglasses, $20 in nickels, and a gold chain hanging from the rear view.
They just needed a fix.
Yeah, they needed a fix. She says it's mortifying to think that someone may have ingested those ashes.
Oh, dear, what a terrible thing to do, dear. I can't even think about it, dear. It's horrible.
I recall, boy, accidentally ingesting my dear father's cigar ashes once, boy. I choked. Oh, it was very unpleasant. I cannot imagine someone intentionally swallowing ashes, girl. Disgusting.
I think, you know, at some point, you gotta follow the Tao, like you say.
Yeah.
You gotta just have more of a Buddhist mindset and just like
let it go.
Don't let it be something that's gonna get to you and bother you.
Yeah.
All you can do is let it go. Those people are gone and they're with you in spirit. They're not in the ashes.
Right.
That's well said, dear.
You're bringing a tear to my boy.
Good. I love bringing a tear to my Mr. Snapbox.
Good thing I'm wearing these swim trunks, girl. They're getting all wet from tears.
No, dear, you do look dashing in your swim trunks. That one piece, dear, it's beautiful.
Yes, and I haven't felt this virile wearing this hairpiece. I feel very virile, girl.
Oh, my. You look very virile, dear.
Watch me flex my physique, girl.
Oh, dear, careful of your bowels, dear.
Here, Kendall Boy, catch this beach ball.
No.
Oh, my God, it just knocked over the terrarium.
Thank you. Now the dead birds are everywhere.
Oh, my God. I had Crockpot work on those all day.
Okay, Cliff, I got one more hot subject for you.
Hurry up.
Over in Gasville. Over in Gasville, there's a neighborhood over there that's had it with Halloween. They hate all the tricks and the treats.
Oh, no.
And they're trying to get rid of Halloween altogether and banned from Gasville. They want nothing to do with it. How stupid are these people?
Somebody needs to burn their houses down.
Burn it down.
Burn them to the ground.
Condone violence, dear. Teach their own, dear. They don't like Halloween. They don't have to celebrate it, dear. It's teach their own. That's so much fun, dear.
I'm getting a little bit sleepy there.
Oh dear, of course it's past your bedtime, dear.
I need to go home and read Funky a bedtime story.
Oh dear, you're right. We must be getting on, dear. So we'll just let ourselves out, dear. And...
See you later, boys.
Oh dear, toodaloo, dear. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween. Oh dear, I think it's over here.
Oh, these, okay. Oh my God! Very quickly, it's very time quickly, for yeah. Halloween fat
word. We got that word for you.
All right.
Very quickly.
Very quickly, Kendall. I cannot express enough how quickly you need to do this.
We're running way over time. Okay, let's go.
So you got to get these quick. Mm-hmm. All right, Kendall. I'm going to give you one word clues, and the words are my words are to do with food and Halloween.
Okay.
First one.
Okay.
You gotta just know.
Okay.
Okay. First one is flavor.
Caramel.
Autumn.
Pumpkin. Spice.
Pumpkin spice.
Ooh, I got one. All right, you ready?
I'm ready.
Triangle.
Candy corn?
Yes.
All right.
Good job.
I would show you that on my list, candy corn was second too, but okay. You would see that next one.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Words about food and Halloween.
Okay.
Container.
Pumpkin.
I'm going to say this because I think it's one word okay. with hyphens.
Okay.
Trick or treat.
Bag.
Bag.
Bag, bag.
Bag or sack. Sack and bag okay. are the same thing. So yeah. I'm going to give it to you okay, in the spirit of it. Halloween.
All right, I got it. Okay. Moving. It doesn't have to be just about food. It's fat.
Oh, about fat. Okay. The Blob.
Yes.
There you go.
Next one's going to be Creep.
Okay. That's good. See, I almost put that on my list, but I thought, how would I get it?
Mm-hmm.
And you went there, mm-hmm. and you're a trailblazer. All right. Finally for me.
Okay.
Cereal.
Pumpkin Cheerio. Count Dracula. Count Chocula.
Count Chocula.
Oh, look at that.
Count Chocula. I was going to say vampire. Didn't have to even go there.
Oh, Cliff, I've had so much fun.
Me, you've had fun, I've had fun.
Well, I can't wait to get out in the smoke-filled room and have some more lung-induced fun.
Oh, my.
I'm going to go, if I can find Charles, I'm going to slam him up against the wall.
He's out there somewhere, I bet. All right, Kendall, 'tis the night of the grave's delight, and the warlocks are at their play. Ye think that without the wild winds shout, but no, it is they, it is they. And that was said, oh, a pox upon Arthur Cleveland Cox.
A pox, a pox. A pox on Cleaver Cox?
Yeah.
All right, Cliff, Halloween was confusing. All my life, my parents said never take candy from strangers. And then they dressed me up and said, go beg for it. I didn't know what to do, and I'd knock on people's doors and go, trick-or-treat, no thank you. That was Rita Rudkin. Rudnick.
Rudner.
Rudner.
Rudner, love her. Rudner. I hardly even know her.
Oh, my.
Kendall, Halloween wraps fear and innocence as though it were a slightly sour sweet. Let terror then be turned into a treat. And that was said Ooh. By Nicholas Gordon.
Yeah, and then I'll have some terror.
I'm Cliff.
I'm Kendall. We'll see you here next Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
Thanks for listening to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. Binge listen to more episodes at cliffandkindle.blogspot.com.